This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Charlie Batch went on with Arthur Motes on Motes' podcast, The Arthur Motes Experience, Doran.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, the longer it goes until Aaron Rodgers signs, if he signs, the more and more Mason Rudolph is going to have an edge. Quote, Mason Rudolph, he was here, he wasn't in this system, but he does have a leg up as it relates to learning the offense because he's been here for the last couple of months. I think the longer it goes towards training camp, I think you have to give the edge to Mason Rudolph because that means he knows the system a little bit better than what Aaron Rodgers does. We understand what his resume looks like, but again, this is not a system that Aaron has spent the majority of his career in that you could say it's plug-and-play type of situation. Love Charlie. We've had him on the show. I used to do all kind of stuff with Charlie back in the day. Come on now. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if this was year number 10 for Mason Rudolph in this system. You're not getting Aaron Rodgers to even allow an edge to matter.
Right.
Like, what are we talking about, Charlie?
Would you say the same for Zach Wilson whenever he was with the Jets for a couple months before Aaron Rodgers signed?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Zach Wilson, he had the edge.
Has the edge, right?
Well, he would have if he wasn't out there chasing MILFs.
Right.
Like, he spent all his time going to Cougar Town.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wasn't learning the offense. That's right. The only reason why Rodgers beat him out.
Oh, okay.
Now, I do think there's a bigger point here, I guess, which is to say, hey, Aaron, get your ass here and start picking up the offense and start developing a rapport with your receivers and Arthur Smith and getting the lay of the land. But to think that Mason Rudolph would have any type of edge over Aaron Rodgers is very bizarre to me.
Mm-mm.
And I'm quite shocked that that's what Charlie said.
I know. It is very shocking. I mean, Mason's learning a new offense as well. But
right.
People
see, we get it all the time on the text line and on Twitter. Well, Rudolph's comfortable here. Well, yeah, but he doesn't know the offense.
Right. He knows how to get to South Water Street. That's about it.
That's right. He knows what restaurants to eat at.
Yeah.
He knows the places to avoid. He understands all that. Probably has the same locker.
Yep.
It did change up the facial hair, though, Dorn.
Yeah, he got a goatee.
Mm-hmm. I saw he was at the White House the other day. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah, hanging out.
He looks like he could be the president of the United States.
Maybe he gets into politics when he's done. I can see him doing
that. He's a financial guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he thought before that game against Cincinnati a couple of years ago, before he took the Steelers to the playoffs, that he was going to be done and he'd be in the financial sector.
Right.
But he's got this, like, devil beard.
Devil beard.
He does. Mason Rudolph's evil twin?
It is a devil beard.
Like, if you would have told me the Steelers signed Rudolph's evil twin this offseason, I would have believed it. Because of the facial hair. He also looks like he's slimmed down a little bit. And I'm rooting for Mason Rudolph. But this idea that Mason Rudolph, well, he's been here an extra 2 months. Is being here an extra 2 months going to provide the edge necessary for him to be a better quarterback than Aaron Rodgers?
No.
What the hell are we doing? I think Charlie Batch is taken up for his fellow backup quarterback.
Maybe. Maybe.
And I'm sure he likes Mason.
It just doesn't, I don't think that in any world that this would be the case.
What if Rodgers signs before OTAs And Tomlin comes out and says, well, it's going to be a competition. Rudolph's got the edge here because he's been here for the last couple of months. Like, come on now.
Nah.
If that were the case, they would stop pursuing Aaron Rodgers.
If there's a handshake deal that Aaron Rodgers is coming here between the Pittsburgh Steelers and himself, he already has an iPad, and he has stuff that he's looking over.
He probably asked for it.
Yeah.
Because he'd want to know what offense he's going to walk into.
Right.
And what changes he can make.
They probably gave it to him whenever he had the six-hour visit, and he rented the Malibu car. Right? Was it the Malibu car that he was riding around in, the rental car, where people got pictures of him?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever he came here to Pittsburgh, what, a couple months ago?
Which, by the way, if you're getting a rental car and you're trying to come in under cover of darkness, you need to get, like, a beat-up Dodge Caliber or something.
I just, like, everybody in Pittsburgh talks, and it's a very small place. Like,
it is.
If he's flying into whatever airport and he has to talk to somebody to get the rental car, that person probably knows it's Aaron Rodgers.
That person's made six calls by the time that he shows up to the front desk.
Unless somebody got it for, he flew in with somebody and they got it for him. We're like, all right, like, I'll Uber to the hotel and you just take the car.
What's the most Pittsburgh vehicle that you can rent?
Oh, that's a good one.
412-928-9370.
Ooh.
Because driving around with Malibu, like, we'll see him, but like, this is a blue collar town.
Yeah, probably
buying
Chevy.
Used.
Chevy.
Some sort of beat up Chevy with a little mud.
Uh huh. Chevy. Yep. Black Chevy.
No one blinks an eye if they get past driving down to South Water Street by some dude in a muddy Chevy.
No.
We're talking about a nice Malibu? Come on now. All right, someone reacting to a conversation we had earlier in the show. And put your name on your text here, dude, because you text all the time and you got good stuff. How the Pirates perform has no bearing on Skeens' future pay? Are you kidding me? Who gets paid more? Skeens with a 2 ERA and a 6-20 record, or Skeens with a 2 ERA and a 26 record with a Cy Young Award? He gets paid exactly the same.
Exactly the same.
If he's got a 2 ERA, he's got a 2 ERA.
That's what you're looking for.
It's not 1965 anymore.
He can't score runs.
That's right.
People don't understand that.
I've come around on your thing from last year where they should just let Skeens hit.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Right.
I mean, you got Benjamin Solak up here.
Yeah. If he can hit, let him hit.
If he can't hit, he'd just fit in.
Yep.
I just wouldn't want him to get hurt, would be, I guess, the biggest thing. That's it. But could he hit? Come on now.
Yeah.
Texter, Malibu is a Chevy. Yeah, I know. But it's a nice one.
Yeah, I'm talking about like a Chevy Silverado. A truck.
Yes. What do you drive?
Chevy Silverado.
There you go.
Yep.
It's a nice vehicle.
It's a truck. Yes.
Bowser.
Yes.
You did the thing my cousin always does to me. I'm like, oh, you got a new car. No, I got a new truck. All right, geez. All right, fine.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Come on. I know.
I do that, though, too. I say car, and I mean truck.
A lot of people do get a little pissy.
Mm-hmm.
Someone writes
SUV.
In Chevy Corsica. I'm driving a sedan.
Sedan.
No one says that. I'm just driving around in my sedan. No one ever says that, unless the cops are involved. Then it's make, model, color, all that fun stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.